is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Ori.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
Next on News for the Soul, a light insight with Ali Sweeney, an environmental engineer turned intuitive. Ali is passionate about spiritual freedom and personal growth. She offers intuitive readings and energy healing as well as meditation training for people seeking balance in their life. She is here to share her unique light so that those around her may shine brighter as well. Please welcome back Ali Sweeney to News for the Soul.
Hello. Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me today. I am Ali Sweeney. I'm a clairvoyant energy healer, meditation guide. It is such an honor and a pleasure to be with you today. When I'm not on the radio or giving these talks, I work with clients to help them feel more empowered in their lives, more like themselves, ready to create the life they want, the life they choose. And on the show last month, I love taking callers, and the callers that called in last time kept getting a similar message about the love within us. And so that's what we're going to explore today, loving the one you're with. And who are you always with? You! Miraculous, amazing you. I mean, what's not to love? Did your mind just answer that question with a few ideas? Isn't it amazing how we can find so much to change about ourselves, to be better, different, lovable? What if we just love the one we're with? There is so much to love. From our fascinating toes to our craziest out there thoughts, what if you loved it all? The universe did not make a mistake when it made you. That's not how it works. So stick around. That's where we're headed on the show today, to get curious about what keeps us from feeling the love for or from ourselves and others. In my truth, we are all love, loved and loving. We are all love, loved and loving. So to get started, what I want to do today is try out a meditation to just get us to notice what's in our inner world. Just do a quick meditation to focus in on ourselves and that world within us. It's just going to take a few moments, and I'd love for you to play along. So when you're ready, I want you to find your breath. Oh, that pull in, the push out. I want you to see if you can create slow and even breath in and out. Settle into wherever you are and close your eyes if you like, or keep them open if you like. Either way, draw your attention within you. Bring your awareness to your body. What is going on in that body of yours? Find your fingers and your toes, the top of your head, the back of your body. Notice what areas are getting your attention in your body. What's tight? What's painful? Now notice what's happening in your emotions. What does it feel like to be you? Get really excited on radio show days. I feel really good. Notice how you feel. And then maybe bring your attention to your thoughts. Maybe you had some judgments about how you feel. Or maybe a to-do list slipped in there. Notice that you are more than your thoughts. Notice the part of you that becomes aware of your body, the part of you that notices your emotions, the part of you that notices your thoughts. Maybe put a little smile on your face and consider being really happy with yourself. Now that we know what's going on, let's create some change. So become aware of your spine and all the vertebrae in your spine, all the way to your tailbone, right at the base of your spine. And I want you to imagine that there's a colored beam of light, like a tunnel, that you're going to connect to your tailbone, to the base of your spine. And you're going to imagine that it can grow and extend all the way through whatever you're sitting on, to the floor, whatever's under that, to the layers of the earth, the bedrock of the earth. It's going to keep growing and extending all the way to the center of the earth. So this connection from the base of your spine to the center of the earth is called a grounding cord. And it helps you release anything that isn't serving you. Doubt, worry, stress, anger, whatever it might be that isn't serving you in this moment, and go right down that grounding cord. Feel that space open up just for you. Feel that invitation to release. Then bring your attention to the center of your head, that place behind your eyes and between your ears. This is your sixth chakra. It'll naturally open as you place your attention there. And then let's manage the energy around us, your aura. So I want you to imagine that you're inside a large soap bubble. So it's about an arm's distance in every direction. And I want you to give that bubble a color, whatever feels right to you today, purple, pink, green, orange, doesn't matter. And this bubble is like an energetic boundary, because sometimes it's really nice to take a break from the merge of all the energy that comes at us from all the different people and places and things in our lives. So this bubble is permission to take up all this space just for you. That everything inside this bubble is yours and everything outside this bubble is something else. From this space, I just want you to notice, is there a part of you that doesn't feel lovable? If we're talking about loving all of you, is there a part that doesn't feel lovable? And where do you feel this? Is it in your body, or is this part of you outside your body? And I just want you to lean into that part, to listen. What does it say? This is just some information for you, what it has to tell you. And I want you to try imagining loving that part of you anyway. Maybe place your hands on your heart and let your heart fill with the love within you. Just let it fill up. Let it spread from your heart to your head, to your toes, to your fingertips. It's going to spread throughout your entire body. Just let it keep flowing and spreading. Even into that part of you that isn't feeling it. Let love surround that part of you. Notice how that feels. You may even give yourself permission to let any thoughts or ideas or energy that isn't serving you to melt away as this love just fills you. And go down that grounding core, just be no more. Notice that space is available for you. Take a breath. Take note of any changes you notice. That smile back on your face, if it left, and be overwhelmingly happy with yourself. Sense of joy just for being you. You are the only you. You are loved, loved, and loving. If you want to, you can, but that's the end of the meditation. So you can open your eyes and stretch your body and just, again, be really happy with yourself. It takes courage to look and to notice and to be present in your life and body. So good job. This is a call-in show. I'm going to keep talking about love for a little while, but I'd love for you to call in if you have a question. You can call in live online. You just call the show, 646-595-4274, or you can send an email through the News for the Soul website. I love taking callers, so I hope that you will call in, and I'll take a look, and I'll tell you what I see. You just call 646-595-4274. And as always, I'll hold the space. We'll all hold the space of collective healing. Anyone listening to this show, may you feel more like you, the amazing you that you already are and are so excited to become. Before we get to the colors, let's talk a little bit more about the parts of us and the love within us. So first, I want to tell you there are several books and ideas that I've found very helpful in my discovery of loving everything about me. And yes, that is hard to say. I've listed these books and resources on my website at alightinsight.com. That's A-Light, L-I-G-H-T, Insight, S-I-G-H-T. So you can head there and find these connections in detail. So just wanted to mention that first. And someone I mention all the time is Matt Kahn. He's a spiritual leader, and he's written several books, the first of which is called Whatever Arises, Love That. It sounds simple, but it's a powerful experience. The very basics of what he teaches is the title, Whatever Arises, Love That. Whatever arises. Similar to what you just experienced in the meditation, you get to love what arises, and more love is what is needed most. Matt Kahn would say, everyone deserves more love, not less. Another book with a similar message but a different presentation is called No Bad Parts by Richard Schwartz. Schwartz is a psychotherapist, and he presents that there are different parts of us, and some we accept more readily than others. Think about the part of you that works really hard versus the part of you that, and yet, there are no bad parts. Similar to Kahn, Schwartz suggests all of these parts deserve our love. So here's an example from my life. One of my parts is a part of me that is jealous. This part is the youngest of four children. She wants her fair share. She's constantly comparing, competing. And yet, jealousy is not usually one of those things that society tells us is good, right? That you should tell other people that you're feeling jealous, or that really would be celebrated by anyone. So for a long time, I told her to get lost, go away, pushed her aside. Jealousy, not something else. Yet, when I think about that there are no bad parts, and I can love the part of me that is jealous, I can find some gratitude for this part of me. I'm grateful for her because she tries really hard. She does want to win at everything. She does a lot of work. And what she wants is to be seen and heard so that I wouldn't be passed over or missed. Yet what I was doing to this part was pushing her aside, trying to make her go away by not giving her attention. And this just strengthens her resolve to be seen. But if I love her, the one who was jealous, I don't have to like feeling jealous. Just love the one who is jealous. She just wants to be seen, to feel loved. The most miraculous thing begins to happen. I feel more love, and that makes everything better. And the coolest thing about these ideas of these parts is when I'm working with clients, I can see the different parts. As a clairvoyant, I see images, right? So these parts, they show up in images that I see as I work with my clients. I can talk with the parts. They often have a story. Sometimes something from childhood or other times or existences. Sometimes it's from someone else in their life. These kinds of things can be passed down through families. The other day I was talking to a client and she showed me a part of her at the age of 2 or 3. She was a toddler. And this part decided that she would take on the responsibility of caring for her family. It was a huge commitment. This part chose to sacrifice for the family. You can imagine how this part affected her life as an adult. Her needs didn't matter. She was taking care of her family all the time. There was always someone else to take care of. And this particular reading was super fun. It stuck in my mind because the client then told me that her sister was born when she herself was 2, which makes sense with this 2-year part of her that I was talking with. Right? She saw this new baby being born and she decided she was going to do everything in her power to take care. Now you can talk to these parts all on your own. I know you're going to sound like you're crazy talking to all the different parts of you, but you really can. And you just need to get over the idea that it's crazy. You don't have to use a healer. You can, of course, but you can also just have the conversation. For my client, we helped this part of her come into present time to feel loved just for being her, reminding her that her value was not in just caring for other people, but that she's an essential part of this world. And it's amazing what happens when we add more love into the system. My clients often talk about how much lighter they feel, like years of burdens have been lifted. Now, I know it sounds weird to talk about all of these different yous. There's you that's this way and you that's that way. It can get kind of confusing, all these different parts. Usually I try to name the part by a characteristic, you know, so this might have been her 2-year-old self or the caretaker self. Although it sounds kind of funny to think about ourselves this way as all of these different kinds of ourselves, at the same time, I think you all kind of know what I'm talking about. There are different parts of you, different aspects of you, and yet they're all part of you at the same time. When we talk about loving what arises, that is a whole lot of love, right? When we talk about loving all of ourselves, and when I say what's not to love, you probably have a few things that do pop into your mind. Typically, we judge these parts of ourselves. We're hard on ourselves. In this case, that could have sounded like with the client who sounded like, oh, why did I give so much of my life away? I'm so resentful of all the people that need me. We're so hard on ourselves because we think these parts are bad. These parts aren't bad. These parts are often hurt. Or hurting, they need something. Schwartz reminds us there are no bad parts. You might not like them. I don't like the feeling of jealousy. But now I love the one who feels jealous. She just wants to be seen and heard and feel loved. You can imagine it just like a child who just needs more love. So what if we loved all the parts and pieces of ourselves? Try not to roll your eyes when I say there's so much to love. It's true. You are lovable, every single part of you. What if you loved it all? You don't have to start with it all, but what if you started by loving some of the parts? I know I say this all the time. What would happen if you loved your thighs? What would happen if you loved the part of you that is afraid, the part of you that is proud? The answer is, it would feel good. And you feeling good is a miraculous force in this world. You get to be brave in loving yourself, all of you. And whatever love you didn't receive as a child or in your life, you can give to yourself, really. And here I ask, why not? It's not a bad thing to love yourself. I talk a lot about how self-love is just as valuable as any other kind of love you receive it in, maybe even more so. Just because it's coming from inside the house doesn't make it love that's somehow less than the love that you would receive from someone else. We need you to love yourself. That's how there's more love in the world. So when we start to love the one we're with, ourselves, we may get curious about how we came to be this way. Why are we so hard on ourselves? Sometimes it's a learned behavior from love we felt like we didn't receive. Oftentimes it's learned belief sets or ideas that are passed through families or from society. Often we really believe that these ideas are true. Yet this judgment only creates less love in our world. I believe these ideas are changeable. You can love all of yourself and still be a really good person. Think of some of these belief sets that you might be using against yourself. Jealousy is bad, right? That was mine. Loving yourself is selfish. Thin thighs are better. I can't be loved unless I'm serving others. I must be bad because I don't have a partner. Anger has no value. These ideas are what helps us abandon these parts of us. But you can love all the parts that are abandoned by these ideas. It is a seeming separation and duality, the good versus bad, the light versus dark, that keeps us feeling separate from ourselves and each other. Schwartz says, humanity is inherently good and thoroughly interconnected. So if you want to see more love in this world, to feel more love in this world, love all of your parts. You'll be amazed at how good it feels. There'll be more love in the world. And then you just might feel like sharing it. And if you're at the place with the love within you, being full and bright, you can consider sharing it with the world. And love looks all kinds of ways. You might cook a meal, call a friend, take some sort of action in your community. If your love isn't received, find another person or space to share your love. Not everyone is ready for more love in the world, but that doesn't mean you're doing it wrong or you're not worthy. And be sure to consider your own love of you first. Take the time and space to be filled all the way up. Create that love within you first. You being filled with your own love matters for our world. Don't get stuck on it being selfish or unkind, because if you're not filled up with the love within you, it's also really hard to receive it from others as well. So I'm encouraging you to be full of yourself. Be full of the love within you. It is always within you. You don't need to change. You don't need to earn it or be any different than you already are. You are love. Okay, so that's my spiel on love for the moment. I'm sure there'll be more later, but let's take a look. I'm taking a look at your energy, telling you about what I see. So if you'd like me to take a look at something specific affecting your world, call into the show, 646-595-4274, and I'll take a look and tell you what I see. I think that I've got some questions on by email, so let me take a look here. Okay, so I've got, I'm just reading them. This is fun. Okay, Lisa in Toronto wants a reading to know if she will ever reconnect with her estranged family members. So Lisa in Toronto, let's see what's going on. I can see you and your estranged family members. I see like a still an energy of sort of agitation, blame, some shame. So we're going to add love into that system. I know it sounds crazy, but this is the idea of no bad parts and loving whatever arises. And those teachings are really not about, you don't have to love someone who's hurt you, but you could love the part of you that's hurt as a beautiful first step to healing what's happening with these relationships in your family. I'm going to try to clear some of the extra energy that's here that is old, is no longer needed, some of that just the agitation and the blame. There's a lot of anger. So I'm just going to see what love will do there and help clear some of that that isn't necessary anymore. Lisa, there's a pleasing energy on you that says, just really kind of wanting to be forgiven. And so I'm not sure if you're aware of this energy or not, but there's a real pleading. And so that's the part of you that needs the most love, the part that so wants to be connected and a part of a family. So I'm just going to help add some love into that version of you that's just so wishing things were different for you. And Lisa, I do see lots of people around you who aren't necessarily your family, but that there are lots of people around you who do love you and who do cherish you, who think you are amazing. So you might consider that as another place to have some of your attention while the connections with your family heals. I'm not sure it's going to heal in this lifetime, but all you can do is heal. What you can control is you, right? So you get to control the love that is in your life with or without your family. And so I'm just going to help you fill in with that big dose of love this afternoon. I don't know what time frame I'm in. Maybe we should all come into present time. That's funny. Okay. Well, thanks for writing in, Lisa. I hope that makes some sense. And we'll leave it there. Okay, so still call in if you want to. It looks like we've got a bunch of callers who are just listening on the board. And we'll go to another email. So there's a question that says, Trina in New York wants to know if leaving her job to pursue her own thing is going to work out. Okay, so Trina in New York. Let me take a look there. Leaving her job to pursue her own thing. Let's see. It's always tough when you have something that is fine, but maybe not your passion. and that is it looks like it's a financial stability for you, your current job. And so Yeah, that's where doing your own thing gets a little scary because it's not the same level of safety net for you. So let me see how these connections to money are limiting you. Because it does look like you're very capable of manifesting money, but there is a money connection to this idea of doing your own thing. Like there's, for some reason, there's not the same, there's just more fear around money for that for you. So I'm just going to go ahead and see what that money situation is all about. There's this idea, it looks like it's from your family, I think, that says you'll never make it on your own. So I don't know if you feel like you've always been a part of larger organizations, but you'll never make it on your own. It's one of those beliefs that's going to make it really hard to pursue your own thing. So you look open to me helping you release that and adding more trust into your system that you really are capable. You really are capable. Now, it looks like it's, as I clear that programming around not being able to support yourself, it looks like it's going to take a few months for this to really sort of take hold and for you to really start to make it on your own. So I know you feel like you've been really patient so far waiting to make this happen, but it looks like it would probably be in your best interest to wait another 2 or 3 months to let some of this energy solidify and for you to get some a solid foundation as you step into pursuing your own work. Okay. Yeah, so as that all changes, I see you really in your power. So be aware of what that, be aware of the fear that will likely pop up just as a part of trying something new. And you might just name it, hello, fear. What are you here to show me today? And just like in the what I was talking about, you can love the part of you that is afraid and you can step through and do your own thing anyway. So see what loving that fear part of you helps you do. It looks like, but it looks like you're really in your power in the moment right now. So that looks good. Okay. Let's see. I'm going back to emails. That's what we're doing today, apparently. Okay. So apparently they can't get through the lines. Okay. So Stacy in Washington says, can you tell me any insights on true life and how I get on track? Okay, Stacy, let me take a look and see what imagery is here for you, Stacy in Washington. How you get your life on track. It almost looks like, so in my truth, you're never off your path, right? Your path is always your path. And sometimes we take twists and turns and all of those things, but it's always your path. And you look like you've been on your if there's a path, you're on like a side, you're still on your path, but you're like taking a break. So you're kind of off to the side and you're just nestled in this little cove and it looks like you're resting. You know, almost like you'd watch a bear hibernate or something like that. This is looks like where you are. So if you haven't felt like you're a part of your life's purpose, it looks like this rest is an essential part of what you're doing. So, and the resting space also looks, I mean, it looks dark and comfortable like a resting space would be. And I also just want to make sure that that energy isn't smothering you. There's like an energy of darkness that says, no, wait, sit still, don't go. And sometimes that's really helpful, right? Sometimes you need the rest. And yet what I see in this now is that it's become overwhelming. It doesn't need, you don't need to have this sort of suffocation happening all at the same time. So I'm going to help pull that off and just add some love into that space. You and love, I mean, oh, it's amazing. You know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about this self-love and how that feels and how you bring it in. I watch you just light up from your core and spread it out. But that is not something that you traditionally do. So I'd encourage you to really try it. And so, like continue to try it day after day after day, really just hold that light within you. It really is in there. And it's not what you were taught. It's not how life was role modeled for you. There's a lot of hatred of body and people that you were shown, and you were one of those people as well. So this light, this love is still within you. So let's see, I'm trying to figure out, it looks to me like you know what your life motivational aspect that's keeping you from it. So I want you to really focus on what food you're eating, what water you're drinking, just really see if you can clear some of what might be stagnating in your body, so that you can have more energy to go after it. Get out of this. It looks like you're done with sort of this hibernation space. So helping you move out of that and kind of into a place where you get to get moving on this life purpose. Fear does pop up there that you could pick this wrong, that you could do it wrong. So let me just reassure you, you cannot do this wrong. I know that you feel like you have picked wrong so many times in your life. And you are completely capable of choosing your highest good and choosing a path that isn't full of barbed wire. It looks like you just come up against some really hard stuff. And know that, again, that's part of your family history. I'm going to heal some of that back the line and forward in your line. That, you know, a different belief is like ease is available to you. You know, I intend to experience ease. And see what that does along your path. Again, I don't think you can be off of it, and I don't think you can do it wrong. It's just not possible. And, you know, this spirit aspect of you just really wants you to know that you are absolutely needed. You are unique and perfect in that divinity sort of way, not perfect in, you know, how we all aspire to this weird level of perfection. You're just divinely perfect. Okay, that looks complete. So go back to the emails. It's hard to run the radio at the same time. Pick out the ones that I haven't done yet. Okay, so I've got Cheryl in Ontario. She wants to know, what is opening up for me around business and career this year? Okay, Cheryl, let's take a look at your career space. There's some old energy in here that similar to Stacy in Washington. It has like some barbs and like some painful stuff in it. So it's like bracken is what it looks like. I don't even know really what that word means, but it's kind of like all these twigs and wood and stuff that would make it really hard to get in there and change anything. So, and it looks like it was set up purposely that way. It's like a protection around your career space. So because we're talking about love today, that's what we're going to do. We're going to add love into this space. What if you loved your career? What if it wasn't just a place that you went every day but it was something that you felt cherished by and that you adored being a part of. So again, this protection is here so that nothing changes in your career space, because this is what's supposed to be happening. So I'm going to look at that connection. I see a connection to that back to your third chakra. So your third chakra would be like where you do things out of. So you look like you're very strong in how things are supposed to be done. You have a very clear, you must be a Capricorn, or I'm a Virgo, I don't know. You just have a very clear way around how things are supposed to happen. And that is part of your safety and protection, that control that happens. So, and for you to open up this career space and this business space, it's really about trusting that you can handle what comes. And you're ready for it. You really are ready for a change here. I'm going to help add some love into this third chakra that you might know what it feels like to be loved for the things that you do. It looks like you have a tendency to be overlooked. And so I'm just going to help clear some of those energies around not being seen, not being heard. That's what this part of you says, is like, be quiet. Don't make a fuss. Don't rock the boat, right? Don't change a thing. So sometimes routine is really valuable. It helps us accomplish a lot of things. And sometimes you're really ready for a change. And what you're showing me is that you'd really like to do something else. So I'm going to help move these parts of you out. Okay. Yeah, that really lifts a lot of those protections out of that career space. And you look, you've got a smile on your face. You look ready to start dreaming up what this career space could be. So even if you have plans already, like you really were just about to set something into place, you might just take a look and see if they're really what you want. You know, they're as big as you could possibly imagine them. If you filled yourself with love first and then you imagined what your career could be, does anything change? It looks to me like, yeah, but that's for you to decide. Okay. That looks complete too. Okay, maybe we'll try one more question here and then we'll wrap up the show. Hard to believe as time goes by so fast. I hope you're all just still sitting there in love, and that warms my heart just to think about. Okay, so Pat in Sedona wants to know who her main spirit guide is. Guides are really fun. That could be the topic of a whole radio show. In my world, guides are spirits in bodies. We're beings in bodies. And there are spirits around us who are not in bodies. And in my world, guides are really helpful spirits that this is what they want to do in the spirit realm, is help guide and be a part of your, you know, highest good, to help, you know, just hold a different vibration of unity and connection for all consciousness. So, Pat, who your main spirit guide is, so often we can introduce people to someone called a healing master. So you, all of you listening, would have a healing master. It'd be somebody you could call on, you know, say like you felt really stuck and said, oh, I just feel jealous. Can you help me with this jealousy? That would be your healing master, would be somebody who could come in and help you with that. So, and you should feel free to call on them at any time. This is what they're here for. This is what they're ecstatic about. I can see all these healing masters just like jumping for joy at the idea of getting introduced to all of you. So, Pat, I'm going to let you make up the name for your spirit guide, but your spirit guide is right there with you, this healing. And you could imagine having a just like I was talking about having a conversation with the parts of ourselves, you could imagine having a conversation with your healing master. And what if it were really real? What if your healing master said, "Pat, you are lovely." And you said, "Oh, thank you." And, you know, what do you look like? And they might show you an image, or you might just let yourself imagine what that healing master looks like or what they sound like. What, you know, sometimes they have gender, sometimes they have form. So there's all different ways that you can play with this. But if there is any spirit in this universe that loves you unconditionally, it is this healing master. So I'm going to ask your healing master to bring some love into your life within you, to fill you all the way up. And you can just notice what that feels like and let that be real. And know that that's your healing master working with you. And all of you can ask for that from your healing masters, is to help you feel the love that's always with you. Oh, gosh. Well, I think that's probably a good place to stop and wrap this up for today. I appreciate all of you taking the time to email a question in, and thanks for all of you who are hanging on and listening. I love taking a look into the energetic side of you guys. So this is really my pleasure in this world, and I'm so grateful that I get to be a part of life like this. So just to recap the show, right, what's come up for you during this talk today? Are you excited to get curious about all the parts of you to love? Imagine all that love. Did you have any matches with the people? We had some career questions today, some past questions. You know, matches would be like something that sounds like it was intended also for you. That happens a lot in these kinds of talks and shows. So maybe just think about how you can connect those messages into your life. And I'm wondering, are you willing to get brave about loving yourself? It takes being a little fearless, a little brave. Say, "I love all of me." Maybe this is challenging for you. Maybe this idea of love is challenged. Maybe you sit in resistance. Maybe you could love the one who's resisting. And what did I say that easily aligned with your experience? Maybe there's intentions that you can set and notice your voice and your thoughts and your patterns, your new beliefs. One I would love for you to set is, "I love me." You could try that on your own. "I love me." And as always, I would encourage you to allow time and space to contemplate, to meditate on what matters to you in this life, what makes you feel good. And of course, I want you to remind you to love yourself even more than you're doing right now. Even if you think you're doing a really good job at it, maybe you could do even more, because we are all love, loved, and loving. And I hope to inspire you to find the spiritual freedom to be you, to be so in love with you that you shine. Light is all about empowering you to be you. And I'm here to use my voice to bring light and insight from the realm of the soul to your physical being on earth. We are all spiritual beings in bodies. We're all energy. So I hope you will keep in touch and check out my website for events and happenings I've got coming up. My website, again, is alightinsight, A-L-I-G-H-T, in S-I-G-H-T www.thesoulcoach.com for all of the details. A couple things I've got coming up next week is Tuesday, May 17th. I'm going to do a live video event on Zoom so you can join from anywhere. I'm going to take questions a lot like we do on the radio show and offer group healings on the topics we cover. It's an hour. It costs $15 a person. I'll just take the questions live that night. It's really powerful and really fun. Again, you might be surprised how you match the energy in the group. It's often empowering and you feel lighter. So that information is on my website, but it starts at 7 p.m. Mountain Time, p.m. Pacific. I teach a meditation class every Wednesday at 11 a.m. time. It's just 15 minutes, so it's a great way to hop out of your day, get centered, connected, grounded, jump back into your day as you. And of course, I offer readings and healings. So if you're interested in working with me one-on-one, I encourage you to check out my website. But I would offer a half an hour free reading to anyone who mentions the radio show when you make the appointment. So, gosh. I'm grateful to you all for being a part of this amazing universe with me, for shining your lights, for loving yourself, because together we shine even brighter. Your love and light adds to the light in the universe. And for that, I am eternally grateful. I am so grateful for your time and attention, your precious resources on this journey of life. And I want to take a pause. I know it's the end of the show, but for those affected by war, some are affected more than others, but truly all of us are affected. And just take a moment for us to send our love and light to those most in need today. I want to leave you with a quote from Matt Kahn. He says, For love poured into your heart or sent out as blessings to others, the light within all things awakens. The light in all things awakens. So love to you, my friends. You are not alone, and love is here for you. Many thanks for who you are in this world. Bye for now, and have an amazing day.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.